Let's now move over to another story. The PIC inquiry has resumed in Pretoria this morning, and today was the turn of UDM leader Bantu Holomisa to take the stand. Warren Thompson is a Business Day reporter and has been watching Bantu Holomisa giving his testimony at the inquiry. Warren, thank you so much for your time. And I mean, we know Holomisa, you know, has been writing to President Cyril Ramaphosa, alerting him about the prominent business people that he thinks are involved in large-scale corruption at the PIC. What has he said this morning?
Yes, good afternoon, Clement. He was very forthright in his testimony, Mr. Holomisa, and obviously he was one of the key proponents of this commission of inquiry that is now being led by the retired Judge Lex Mpati. But he said that, in effect, the PIC had been captured by a group of individuals that seemed to have, well, let me just clarify that. He said that a number of individuals seemed to have unfettered access to the PIC in order to access deals and funding, as well as earning advisory fees. And he alluded to a number of people that many South Africans will be familiar with, one of which was Jabu Moleketi, who was at one time the chairman of the PIC and is now, in effect, running an investment management firm called Harith that has received, I think, billions of rands worth of funds from the PIC to manage. Mr. Holomisa wants the Commission of Inquiry to investigate how those investments have performed, and how, in the case of Harith, the initial shareholding that was provided by the PIC was eventually reduced to 30%. Mm. So, Mr. Moleketi is one of the ones that has been he'd like investigated, and then he also put a finger on some other entities, one of which was Sayo Capital, run by a Ghanaian, Mr. Nana Sayo, from that's based in London. Mm. And then a firm in Zimbabwe called Kurusani that is run by a gentleman called Kingdom Mugatsa. So those are some of the names that have cropped up. But Clement, very interesting was some of the allegations around the ANC's direct involvement in companies that were earning fees from the PIC. And he, in that specific example, alluded to a company that he said was wholly owned by the ANC. I'm just looking for the name now. Mm. That was owed money for fees relating to it, the funding of Afric Oil by the PIC. Mm-hmm. So a number of allegations that we hope, obviously, that the ANC can clarify. As William Kize was obviously the Treasurer General of the ANC at the time of some of these deals.
Yeah.
And we've been led to believe that Mr. Holomisa has handed over a number of files with evidence that he says will help the commission in its work.
Mm. So clearly then his testimony so far has been about these connections, the relationships and the conflict of interest, you know, this relationship between former directors and those employees at the PIC. But look, thank you so much for that update. Warren Thompson is a Business Day reporter.